Singleton Spend in Singleton initiative has gone absolute gangbusters. We were talking about this yesterday, that since it started at the end of 2019, $297,000 has been loaded onto these cards and $56,000 in December alone last year, which is awesome. President of the Singleton Business Chamber, Sue Gilroy, joins me this morning to talk about it in a bit more detail. Sue, Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, Jess. Great to be back on the radio talking to you, and particularly talking about spending Singleton. And it's gone gangbusters. Outdid anything that we thought it would do in the first 12 months. So really, really happy with how the community's got behind it.
Yeah. It's so good. And as I said, it kicked off in December 2019 as a joint initiative between the Business Chamber and with Council. And originally it was all about keeping that local money local, but it's certainly done so much more than that and helped so much more than just that.
It certainly has, Jess. And it actually wasn't a partnership initiative to start with. Chamber took the leap. A leap of faith, basically, and bought 1,000 cards and thought, we're going to start this program, as you said, 12 months ago, in December 2019, thinking that if we got, 100 businesses on board and, turned over probably $100,000 in that first 12 months, we'd be happy. But really, bushfires and COVID and drought actually played into our hands, and our relationship and partnership with council evolved because we'd already started the discussions. So we had a vehicle in place, basically, and they came on board and said, let's do it, because the funding became available and they got behind it. So I can't thank them enough, and I actually can't thank the community of Singleton enough for supporting an initiative to keep our dollars local, because if we don't buy local, we don't have local.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And you were able to also create an initiative to use these cards to help out businesses amid the pandemic as well.
Exactly. The Business Supporting Business Program that was funded by Council, so again in partnership, and they were able to get that grant through the COVID support and basically came to us and said, what should we do to help our businesses? And we said, well, we need to put back into the businesses. So through a three-month period, they were able to apply three times, or three rounds, to get a $250 gift card to spend back into the businesses of Singleton. So basically putting the money straight back in. The only caveat around it was that they spent it in 3 months, and really in that time, that was easy.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And this year, the card initiative, it is continuing, and there's so many things coming up in the last few months that you're going to be able to buy these cards for your loved ones. We've got Mother's Day, we've got Valentine's Day, we've got so much going on, and just general birthdays and stuff. They're a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely, Jess. They're there for whatever you want to reward your people with, or for gifts. We've got Easter coming up. We've got, yes, as you said, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day. Don't forget the Valentine's Day one. It's coming up pretty quick. But they're going to be around, and I would love to see this program run for, well, I'd love to see it run for the long term, but at least 3 years. And it's looking like people are really starting to get behind it and know that it's there. Our businesses are starting to get behind it. And even the big players are buying cards to reward their people, which is awesome.
That's fantastic. And it certainly, hopefully, is going to be a little bit of a different year this year compared to last year, in a good way. We've hopefully got some big events coming up this year in Singleton.
We certainly have, and it's going to be so nice to get back face-to-face. I think we underestimated how we love that connectivity of actually sitting down with other people. So we've got our International Women's Day coming up in March, so just around the corner. So keep your eye out for that one. Heavily planning for that and trying to get our keynote speaker to really engage and inspire our people. So keep your eye out for that. That'll be in early March. Then we roll around pretty quickly to our awards. It feels like we only had them yesterday, and we almost did just chuck them yesterday because we kept pushing them back. But they'll come around probably towards the end of May, locking those dates in at the moment. We've got the Coal Festival at the end of the year as well, which got pushed back from 2020. So things are happening. We're already, having our strategic planning days, and we're planning on what that looks like already, because we need to get that momentum happening and get people back together.
Oh, I can't wait for these events to be happening back to normal this year, Sue. You're right. We've all missed, that human interaction and going to events and crowds, I say in air quotes, that we'll be allowed to have this year.
Absolutely. It will be so nice. And I think people are looking forward to it. I think they miss that. They miss that interaction of being able to go and, you know, have a meal or, you know, just sit down with people and have a chat and listen, you know, attend an event and be entertained and not just have to do it all over Zoom and be Zoom zombies.
Exactly. So if anyone wants any information on what the Business Chamber is doing, details on the spend in Singleton Cars, the best place to go to find all the info?
Absolutely. Just reach out to the Chamber either on our website, through an email to admin, or just call Darlene. Darlene's more than happy to help you out. Visit our website at www.singletonchamber.org.au and all the details are there for you.
Fantastic stuff. Sue, thank you so much for joining us this morning and cheers to 2021.
Absolutely, my pleasure, Jess. And absolutely, 2021 is going to be a ripper.